T&W Mobile.
KO4CEF.
Did you have an awesome day yesterday?
Awesome, but it wasn't the worst day I've had this week, so it seems to be a little better. Hopefully today will keep that trend going.
Friday, I mean, man, we can almost hold our breath till the weekend.
You know, I got to work a little bit Saturday, but that'll be all right.
Saturday.
There's another daggum stimulus check.
One for October or something for helping out low-income families. Try to keep them out of the work pool, I guess.
Child tax credit like it did last time.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
I need to see if I can figure out how to opt out of that one.
To come off of your refund for, you know, next year.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, my son and daughter-in-law, they usually, you know, get a great big one and they use it to pay rent all year. Well, they're going to be hosed this year.
W8APX. Hey, just curious where this repeater's at. My name's Archie and I'm in Douglasville, Georgia.
Yeah, Roger, this one's up on top of Caesar's Head in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, they're like 40 over 9 right now. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm probably about 5 miles south of Douglasville, Georgia, if you know where that's at, just above Newland, Georgia. Thanks for the response. You guys have a great morning.
Yeah, you have a good one, too. Don't be shy. And that, yeah, I used to live down there in Adairsville, Georgia. Asia must be awesome this morning.
GPRS beacons from 200 plus miles, but you know, if they get picked up by the repeater, it'll throw them back out. So you never know how far you're hearing them from or they're being picked up from.
Good band opening this morning, guys. It's a real decent one here. Well, thanks again for the shot. Let's tune around and see what else I can fish out. 73 from Whiskey 8 Alpha Papa X-Ray.
Everyone, enjoy your weekend. KN4TFW.
KO4CEF. Whenever I get to work, you ever use that website? I can't remember the name of it. It's APRS something, Minnow Lean, something like that. It'll show you. If it picks up beacons like after so many hundreds of miles, it'll show it as a circle on the map to try to predict propagation of 2 meters.
And we picked up a station down in Florida.
This weekend, you ever come up with anything?
Not much. I think I'm going to go over to my sister's house for a few hours, look at what she's wanting to do. I think she's wanting to cut a couple of trees and maybe build a shed. And then definitely got to cut some grass and hopefully maybe get my lawnmower back together.
I put some stuff in my shed and I got the lawnmower out of the way. My wife was telling me how it was making just this horrible racket. She had the bagger on it. Somehow the bagger tube had ended up like coming down the side of where the blades are, and it was just chopping on the bottom of it. God dang. Every time I use the lawnmower, something happens.
It slid down in the deck and the blades caught it, huh?
Knocking against it the whole time. And she didn't know what to do. Oh, man. She drives me crazy when she gets on that lawnmower. She'll drive with a flat tire, wonder why it's gapping the yards and everything else.
I'm the only one that cuts grass at my house. And then if I'm using the rider, I usually have the little chute, you know, pulled back with a bungee. That way it kind of spreads it out a little more, even doesn't leave a bunch of dead grass everywhere. Then I got to go back by and pick it all up.
Use that method. Or Like, I got the John Deere bagger on the back of mine, and it does pretty good as long as the grass isn't wet, or you try to cut too much at one time.
Push mower right now, it must need a new cable that engages the drive wheels, because I put a new drive belt on it, but it doesn't work. But if I put something in there where it pulls the cable a little tighter, then it works fine.
My push mower's been out of commission for so long, it won't even start anymore. But I hadn't used it since I moved into my house. Once I got the Ryder mower, I never pulled it back out.
The Ryder's working. I usually use the push mower, and I get, like, all the trim, one pass around the whole yard, and then the Ryder can get the rest.
Yeah, mine, even if you put gas in, it won't crank at all now, which has been sitting for a while, so.
15 years old, and it usually cranks on the first pull, but I run that non-ethanol in it.
Yeah, I know, but usually I buy the Troy Belt stuff, the four cycle. I like those, that way I ain't got to worry about mixing the gas and oil.
Non-ethanol, but if you run just regular gas in it, leave it sit up very long, it'll that ethanol harden up in the carburetor and it'll clog it up and won't let it run. Then you'll have to take a little drill bit and clean it all out.
Selling popcorn this weekend.
Things are scheduled.
Got everything. The only thing we got left is like caramel popcorn. Some nuts, and you're paying $20-$25 for a can of nuts, and most people just ain't willing to do that. And just the bag popcorn, which is $20 for a box of the bag popcorn, which, now you're not paying money. I mean, you're paying the money for the popcorn, but majority of it's basically a donation is what you're making. But still, for just those few things, it ain't gonna happen. Honey roasted and salted Virginia nuts. Yeah, the peanuts.
Peanuts, even though I love them, and they don't like me. And Mama likes all the other nuts.
They sell for Trail Z, and they might be more on their website, but I hadn't really looked at it.
And you're going for a camping trip with the Boy Scouts, aren't you?
King's Mountain.
Difference between regular and premium is 80 cents. I never remember it ever being that. I thought it always used to be about 40 cents different.
Right now, I mean, you ride by someplace and it'll show gas for so much money, like regular unleaded, and mid-grade will be 30, 40 cents more than that. I don't even buy premium.
It's more expensive than anything. I mean, why buy a premium if you're paying out the tail for regular?
Shoot, those times where diesel's cheaper than mid-grade now, and that's what my lease cars have to use, is at least mid-grade.
This, what gas station I stop at has a lot of effect on this hybrid. If I stop at the little, I think it's a Gas and Go or something over by work, it must have a lot more ethanol in it than that, because it kills me for about 3 or 4 miles per gallon.
Never thought that, but I guess I can see it happen.
I got the little meter up that says, how many miles per gallon it thinks you're getting, whatever. And it's usually a little bit low, but, this time in the week, it'll be saying 57, 58 miles per gallon. Now, it's all the way up in 61 right now. I filled up at the 7-Eleven last week. I got 61.8.
Right there. Well, Ken, I'm going to have to say 732 this morning. I am pulled up in the parking lot. I need to start my long walk in. So, I hope you have a great one. Be safe on your way to work. And hopefully we will holler at you Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Andrew, hope you have an awesome weekend and an awesome day, and they can only beat you up for 8 hours, and they'll have to let you go. 73 KN4 TFW.